Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Following Liberty Counsel's intervention, a Nebraska school reversed its position and decided to allow the distribution of Christmas invitations. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, we certainly commend a Lincoln, Nebraska public school for taking prompt action to reverse its position with regards to a privately sponsored Christmas party invitation. These Christmas party flyers were allowed to be distributed, but at one time they were banned by the school because they were religious in nature. Liberty Counsel intervened and the school reversed its position.
Well, this is just another example, Matt, where I think you can have a well-meaning, well-intentioned school district that has just been misguided and led astray by the disinformation campaigns of anti-Christian organizations like the ACLU and Freedom from Religion Foundation and others. And a lot of it seems most of the time, more often than not, unless the administration of some school district is hostile to Christianity, it seems that just educating individuals about the First Amendment and about religious liberties and not violating the First Amendment will result in this kind of positive remedy. So here's another victory, chalk one up in the win column for Liberty Counsel and for religious freedom.
Yeah, this was based on an outdated regulation that the school had, and district personnel, they said they were concerned that the flyers, and this was a private event on the school property, that the flyers could not contain religious Christmas holiday elements, including lights on a Christmas tree depicting the Star of David. I mean, that alone was the problem, among other things. It also had a tiny cross atop the Christmas tree, the word Bible describing stories, and the word Christmas describing the party. It was a Christmas party. My, that was the thing that ultimately stopped the distribution. Liberty Counsel reached out to the district. We gave them the law. We offered pro bono legal representation with regards to this and other issues that the school district might face if, in fact, they were challenged. The district responded, and to their credit, they corrected the mistake, giving out all the misinformation out there. It's almost, it's crazy how school administrators and public officials get this misunderstanding. They think that if it's religious, particularly if it's Christian, it cannot be allowed in the public square. And in fact, for them to censor out the religious, particularly Christian viewpoints, especially of Christmas of all holidays, is unconstitutional.
Well, very much so. And these secularist organizations have turned the First Amendment upside down by saying and implementing a policy that says that these flyers could not contain religious elements such as the Star of David, such as the word Bible, the word Christmas. What they are doing is singling out religious speech and religious expression for discrimination, for viewpoint discrimination. That inherently is unconstitutional. So by trying to implement a policy that they thought was in keeping with the First Amendment and buying into the propaganda put out by secularist organizations, they actually ended up violating the First Amendment. And how often do we see that happening, Matt? Over and over and over again, dozens upon dozens of cases that Liberty Counsel has to get involved in order to right the ship when it has been taken down, completely off course.
Well, Liberty Counsel has now 13 years of the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the reason for the season, that Christ, does not get censored from Christmas. We also have the Naughty and Nice list that talks about retailers. It shows those retailers that profit off Christmas and honor it as well, and those that profit off of Christmas but pretend that it doesn't exist. They, in other words, censor it. Christmas trees are called holiday trees, etc., and they can't use the word Christmas. They won't use the word Christmas. They won't use anything that looks like Christmas. you can make a difference, and you have made a difference over this time frame. And even though Christmas is already just passed and we're just on the other side of Christmas, there's a lot of Christmas sales, post-Christmas sales that are taking place. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, download the Naughty and Nice list. And as you're doing your end of the year shopping after Christmas to try to find some of those good sales, make sure you tell those stores that are nice why you're shopping there and give them a compliment. And those stores that you decide are on the naughty list, tell them why you're not going to patronize them. And you have been making a difference over the last number of years. So go to lc.org, download the Naughty and Nice list. Also, remember that at this time of year, it is a very important time for Liberty Counsel as we conclude this year and begin to look forward to 2016. Any contribution to Liberty Counsel from your time zone, whether you're on the West Coast or East Coast, from your time zone by midnight, your time zone, December 31. So if you make a contribution 11:59, your time zone online, that will be matched. So $10 becomes $20, and $25 becomes $50, and $100 becomes $200. So make sure that you remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support, and remember us at this time of the year with your year-end matching gift to extend your contribution and double it between now and midnight, December 31, your time zone. You can mail in your contribution, you can mail in a check, you can contact us, call us for your contribution, or you can do it online at lc.org. Also, if you are receiving the Liberator, our monthly newsletter, you will have received the 2015 year-end report. And it is chock full of information, Matt, as you well know. And if you don't receive it, ask for it. We'll send you one for the year-end. It gives you an idea of all the different facets. It's just a brief overview. It doesn't go into as much depth as it possibly could, but it is chock full of lots of information. We have overviewed this month some of the religious liberty, the life and the family litigation, but there's lots of other ministry projects of Liberty Counsel, Matt, and one of those is Liberty Relief International. That's our international humanitarian outreach. This year we have given several $100,000 of support to persecuted Christians in the Middle East through Liberty Counsel's Liberty Relief International. People who want to help our persecuted brothers and sisters can donate to Liberty Relief International. It's Liberty Counsel's humanitarian project, and that will go to help our persecuted brothers and sisters in Syria, Iran, Iraq, all over the Middle East, and other places around the world where they're being persecuted, literally killed and slaughtered, displaced because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
And it's heartbreaking that a organization like Liberty Relief International is necessary, but this is the new normal, the day we live in, where Islamic terrorists are torturing, murdering, raping Christians throughout the Middle East, and they are on the run, and oftentimes they have to drop everything. They have to, with only the clothes on their back, and take off. And so Liberty Relief International is providing aid and support, food and other means to help our brothers and sisters as they are fleeing this Islamic terrorism.
We've been able to help just this year alone more than 100,000 people in 2015 in Iraq and Syria. You can be a part of that by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can contribute for Liberty Relief International. That will go to help our persecuted brothers and sisters who are facing death and destruction at the hands of ISIS and the jihadists there throughout the Middle East. We have many more projects with regards to Liberty Counsel. I encourage you to ask for this year-end partners report. If you don't have it, we will send one to you right away. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. Remember also to download the Naughty and Nice list at lc.org. Also, any contribution you give between now and December 31, midnight your time, will be matched. So take advantage of this great opportunity. And take advantage of not only reading the year-end partners report yourself, but also get some others to read it as well. Introduce this partners report to some of your friends and possible supporters of Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel is a religious liberty litigation, education, and policy organization established to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. But we do a lot more than just fight against the ACLU. Certainly we do that in the courts around the country. But Liberty Counsel has many other aspects to the ministry. Liberty Relief International, Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, and much more. We'll talk about that tomorrow on this program, Faith and Freedom. Again, call us today, 407-875-1776. You go to lc.org for your year-end contribution to support the Liberty Counsel Ministries.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.